This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome to the Jesse Kelly Show. I am Lydia Serrani, filling in for Jesse while he takes some much-needed time off to be with his family. You can see me on Newsmax. That's where I'm at on every weekend, every Saturday at 5 p.m., Sundays at noon. I fill in for Carl Higbee a lot. You know, that's the Navy SEAL guy. He's big muscles. And you can follow me on social media at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS, with a one on Instagram, you know, like you watch on the news. I've been a news reporter, journalist for a long time. I was a radio host over at WABC here in New York City. I know Curtis Sliwa very well. He's here on the station I'm broadcasting from in New York City is WOR. And then Curtis was filling in for Mark Simone. So all of the radio people, TV, conservative media, we're all kind of interconnected. And especially with social media, I feel like that has kind of changed the game. If it wasn't for alternative sources of media, I believe President Trump would not have won, because the fake news is in overdrive. The CNN, the Ms. Now, MS Now, MSDNC, what it was formerly called. You know, you got these CBS News. Now they're trying to kind of go more center, ABC News. When I'm researching a story, I have such a tough time even finding out the facts. Literally, you have people out there because they broadcast it on the news that ICE is going around grabbing American citizens off the streets. 60 Minutes, they shelved that story, Barry Weiss. They shelved it because she was doing the Sharon Alfonsi, who is the correspondent for 60 Minutes, who did the story, which is funny because back in the day, I worked at CBS News, and the first TV stand-up I ever did, I shadowed her as a reporter because I used to work at CBS News. I worked for Dan Rather. She's the nicest woman. But part of the story that she did, and Barry Weiss said she's not canceling the report, even though they promoted it. She said she just wants to get more information about it. Maybe she probably wants to change a couple of things. And the one of the things I noticed is that Sharon Alfonsi is calling these criminal illegal aliens that were deported to this mega prison in El Salvador, she's calling them migrants. And that's why words matter. They're not migrants. These are criminals. These are illegal aliens that broke the law. What did you think was going to happen? Where do you think you're going to go? You're going on a retreat? No, you are going to go to a prison. And you can't choose sometimes what prison you go to. So you go to this brutal El Salvador mega prison. And I'm not saying it's the right thing to do to treat criminals like animals. I do believe that you should kind of be rehabilitated, and every life matters, even a criminal's life. And, you know, that's part of my Christian upbringing. But you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, you do something illegal, what do you think is going to happen? And so now everybody's all in this uproar that this story has been shelved. And again, it's like when they say things like, criminal illegal, they don't call it an illegal alien. It's migrant. No, they're criminal illegal aliens. So that's why words matter. They didn't want to call it a riot on January 6th. They called it an insurrection, even though they were trying to overthrow a government and nobody had a weapon except for the cops there. And, you know, obviously we know the cop that killed Ashley Babbitt, who was unarmed. So that is what we have here in the media. And that's why you see what's happening with the transgender surgeries, gender affirming care, when really what it is gender mutilation. It's life altering sex hormones. And so that's why it's really important where you get your source, where you get your news from. And that's why it's important. I put a video on my social media, Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. I put it on there of ICE agents going in with a battering ram to in Yonkers, New York, which is where I grew up for about 10. I'm originally from the Bronx. And then when I was about 14, 15 years old, we moved to Yonkers, which is like a suburb of New York City. And I was like, this is amazing. This is what 80 million people voted for. And you should see some of the comments. They're like, this is not how you treat migrants. They're not migrants. They're not birds. They didn't migrate. These are illegal aliens. So that is why conservative media, it's getting a resurgence. You have radio hosts like myself, like Jesse Kelly. You have, Newsmax, of course. I'm biased about Newsmax because we kind of tell it like it is. We're very scrappy. We try to, I always try to give fact-based opinion. Anybody, you know what they say, you got a butthole, you have an opinion, you know, but you have to base it in fact. So the fact is President Trump is fulfilling the mandate given to him by the American people, 80 million American people, right? And that's what he's doing, making America safe again, because so far he's deported. He's gotten rid of about 2.5 illegal aliens, right? Either self-deported or forcibly deporting them, 2.5. And now Kristi Noem upped it that if you're an illegal, you should take them up on this offer. They'll give you a $3,000 bonus to get the hell out of here. So go home, because under Joe Biden, approximately 12 million people came into this country, and it's almost physically impossible. I've spoken to so many different law enforcement experts. It's almost impossible to vet people. Think about it. You look at our system, right? Say you're from New York and you want to move to Texas. The law enforcement in Texas can pull up your criminal record easily because the databases are kind of interconnected. They make sense. You really think that New York's databases or Washington DC's or anything to do with America, there are our criminal databases can be similar or comparable to, say, Somalia or any of these other third world countries? And that's what President Trump is saying. I mean, that's why it's not shocking that we're getting a lot of garbage people, because it's almost impossible to discern if this person is a good person, if they're a bad person, if they are fleeing persecution, or if they are just criminals that just got released from prison or from an insane asylum. You see it all the time with the criminal legal aliens. They say they're 15. They look younger. You know, they do. I'm sorry. Like, they do. They could look younger, like a Mexican. I'm a Mexican teenager, they can say. And meanwhile, the guy's like 30 years old. And then, I mean, you hear these stories about like a 30-something-year-old in high school. They come to find out. They're like, yeah, he said he was like 14. The guy was like, 25. So it happens all the time because it's almost impossible to vet these people. But this is what happens when you have President Autopen, right? We still don't know who is in charge of the White House, but I believe we are going to find out. We are going to find out. Little by little, Trump is revealing truth after truth. This whole Epstein file stuff, I'm not into it. The reason I'm not into it is because it has nothing to do with President Trump. Think about it. If President Trump had anything to do salacious or nasty with Jeffrey Epstein, and keep in mind, it was President Trump back in the day who first called out Epstein and banned him from his resort, Mar-a-Lago, because he was a pervert and because of what he did. They would have used it by now. The Democrats would have used it. They kept a lid on it because I can promise you the majority of people that are implicated that did nasty, disgusting stuff, which they will be held accountable, if not on this earth, in the afterlife. Because, again, I believe my faith teaches me that you will get yours in the end, in some way, shape or another. And so I feel like eventually that truth will come out. But I feel like we have a lot of other issues and this obsession of, well, this is blacked out, this is redacted. And I have a daughter, so of course I want sex abusers held accountable. I mean, and I'm a woman myself. But we also have to say to ourselves, let's trust the president. And if the president is releasing all the information he's releasing, then let's go with it. But I think we're going to find out exactly. We already found out who the J6 bomber was. We're going to find out who organized it. We're also going to find out if the election was stolen. We're going to find out, because we're going to find out if Joe Biden got, 81 million votes. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. We're already seeing in Georgia, they certified votes they weren't supposed to certify. Little by little, it's like an onion. You kind of got to peel back the layers. But we've got a lot to talk about these next couple of hours. I'm going to have some great guests. I'm going to have General Holt. I'm going to have this former NYPD detective, John McCary, on. I'm going to have Father Pavone. I'm going to talk about J.D. Vance, what he had to say at AmFest, Don Jr. We're going to talk about some Nicki Minaj. I'm going to have Rosie O'Donnell. She's a nutbag. Nancy Pelosi, you name it. And then did you hear that story? The elderly woman whose eye got, she's blinded now by a career criminal. All that and much more. Again, I'm Lydia Serrani, Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Jesse Kelly.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Show. I am Lydia Serrani. You can follow me on social media at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS, Lydia News. So much to talk about. I've got General Blaine Holt coming up at like 6:35-ish. We got a lot to talk with him. So President Trump just a short time ago saying that they are going to build like two Navy ships. And we're going to, you know, a lot of the peace through strength. That's what President Trump's doing. On my show on Sunday, I did a whole monologue about the terror threats that the United States is facing. The world is facing. Do you know because of we all know, right, that immigration without assimilation is an invasion, right? And that's why we have these radical Muslims. They're trying to take over the world, and it's part of their religion. I'm Catholic, but I'm ethnic. I'm Albanian, and the majority of Albanians are, well, they used to be. Now a lot of them are converting. Used to be they're Muslim. And the very small, so I'm Catholic Albanian, and if you're Catholic and you're Albanian, you're hardcore, like Mother Teresa, because you literally faced Christian persecution. Like one of my priests that I'm friends with, they told him either you renounce your faith or you die. There's also, and he refused to, and he was imprisoned. And there's a bishop, there's an Albanian bishop, Bishop Simoni, S-I-M-O-N-I. You should read all about his story. The communists imprisoned him for decades, for 30 years. Then once he got out, they finally kind of let him out of prison. Then they made him work the sewage system. And the whole reason why he was imprisoned, he got busted, was because when JFK was killed, he held a mass for him. And they told him, we'll let you go if you just renounce your faith, and he refused. So he's you know, this is how we are. This is what our faith means to us, that we believe in Jesus Christ, right? And he's the one true savior of the world. That's what I believe, and that's what we believe. Muslims, and that's why we'll fight to the death, right, for that, because that's our belief. Muslims believe that this is, it, according to their Quran, that if they have a right to kill you if you don't believe in Muhammad. And we know, I'm not against all Muslims, by the way. This is what they believe, and that's fine. Muhammad, as we know, had multiple wives. He was a warlord. He married a 9-year-old, right? He married her, I believe, at like 5 or 6. And then he waited until she became the ripe old age of 9 before he consummated that marriage. So my savior is Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God. Theirs is a pedophile warlord. Okay, so these are the people that we're bringing into our country, that we are bringing in all over, that Europe allowed to come in, right? That they're literally in France. They've allowed them to have their own neighborhoods, right? Their own neighborhoods, Muslim only. New York City, where I am, our mayor, he's Muslim. I don't care you're Muslim, but you're in America now. So even though I'm Albanian and I didn't even speak English until I was like 5 years old, there is only one flag that hangs outside of my home, and that is the American flag. Even my parents, my mom still doesn't speak English well. Guess what? There's only one flag outside of her home, the American flag, right? My parents never had the Albanian flag or anything like that in our home because we are in America, right? We are in America. So it's a beautiful thing to maintain your cultures, which we do at weddings, and that's great. But at the end of the day, and even in our weddings, by the way, we'll have the Albanian flag, but we have the American flag, and that one comes in first because that's the allegiance you pledge to America, right? But the Muslims, they don't believe that. They don't believe it. And so, you know, we're tired of being demonized for simply wanting to put America first. And so J.D. Vance, Vice President J.D. Vance, he said something that I was like, you know what? It's true, because I feel that's what's been going on. DEI gone wrong. That's why the Somalia, Minnesota scandal, it really flourished the way it did, because people were afraid to criticize because we're talking about predominantly Black people. And I think that's why a lot of the stuff that's been going on with the immigration in France, what we're seeing in Ireland, which now in Ireland, by the way, the number one name in Ireland is not Seamus, not Gavin, It is Mohammed. Yes, Mohammed. So J.D. Vance, clip number two, take a listen what he said at AmFest, which is the Turning Point USA event that was held this weekend.
Unlike the left, we stand against treating anybody. And I love what Nikki said about this. We don't treat anybody different because of their race or their sex. So we have relegated DEI to the dustbin of history, which is exactly where it belongs. In the United States of America, you don't have to apologize for being white anymore. And if you're an Asian, you don't have to talk around your skin color when you're applying for college, because we judge people based on who they are, not on ethnicity and things they can't control. We don't persecute you for being male, for being straight, for being gay, for being anything. The only thing that we demand is that you be a great American patriot. And if you're that, you're very much on our team.
Yeah. What's controversial about what he said there? What is controversial? Nicki Minaj, by the way, if you don't know who she is known for having a big butt. She is a beautiful black woman, and she said a beautiful thing. She went up on stage. So she kind of started making her political leanings known because Gavin Newsom came out and said that he wants to see more trans kids, right? And now we know something's up with Gavin Newsom and his genitalia, because he literally posted, the way he crosses his legs, most men that have something there. I've been married for 15 years and I have three brothers. There's something in between a man's legs. Gavin Newsom, the way he crosses his legs, I don't know what's going on there with him. And so he said, so that's probably a personal thing. I shouldn't have said it, but it's true. You guys have all seen that photo of Gavin Newsom. So he said he wants to see more trans kids. He wants to see more kids have their body parts chopped off and all altering hormones. So then Nicki Minaj came out and called him Gavin Newsom. And she's a mother. She has a child. And she said, I don't want to see kids mutilated. I don't want to see their body parts chopped off. And she was interviewed by Erica Kirk at AmFest. Real quick, number, should we save it for after the break, you think, Chris? We're going to save it. So Nicki Minaj, after the break, I'm going to play it for you. You're going to hear what she has to say with Erica Kirk. We'll also talk to General Blaine Holtz about what's going on with Maduro, the Venezuelan cartels and the drugs. And, Jasmine Crockett, she's off her crocker. She's high on her eyelash glue. And her little street girl persona is about as fake as her wig. So we'll be right back again. I'm Lydia Serrani at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
This is Nicki Minaj, right? This is Nicki Minaj. So everybody, you probably heard this song. So this is Nicki Minaj, one of her cleaner songs. I told you I would play one of her sound bites of what she said with Erica Kirk. When she came out on stage, the crowd went wild. Nobody realized that. So I was doing my show and they said, Nicki Minaj on Newsmax, and they were like, Nicki Minaj is coming on. Nicki Minaj is going on. Is that a Turning Point USA AmFest? She's coming out with Erica Kirk. So she comes out, and here's a little bit of what she said, clip number eight.
We're not being represented and not being admired for our beauty. If we felt like that as black women, why would we want to do that to other women? Why would we now need to make other people downplay their beauty so that we can feel, no, that's not how it works. I don't need someone with blonde hair and blue eyes to downplay their beauty because I know my beauty. Do you understand? It doesn't bother me that a woman feels and says that she's beautiful. Amen. Why shouldn't she feel that? Why have we gotten to a point where certain colors or certain kinds of people have to be afraid of loving themselves and loving the way they look? Mm-hmm. Like, isn't that wild?
It certainly is. And then, J.D. Vance, he was very critical. He's been, he was just telling it like it is. He ripped on Jasmine Crockett. And then here's what Jasmine Crockett said back. And it literally makes absolutely no sense. Clip number 10.
Instead of talking about policy, when you're talking about the record speaks for itself, baby, let's talk about your record. Because the only reason you're the vice president is because the current president tried to have his last president killed. Let's talk about qualifications.
She has lost her mind. I've said it. I say on TV, and I truly believe it. The woman is not in her right mind. Do you guys know, I'm going to bring in General Blaine Holt. General Holt, are you there?
I'm right here. When was she in her right mind ever?
Ever. So do you have daughters? I know you have.
Oh, I do. I have one. I have one and I have one a granddaughter.
Okay, so your granddaughter might know. So my daughter, Julia, she's 8 years old. She's into this kind of K-pop, Demon Hunters. It's like a movie and stuff. And so Jasmine, one of them, like they have a kind of this giant braid that they put on their head. Jasmine Crockett at one point literally looked like a cartoon character. She looked like something out of Alien. She glued this like giant hairpiece to the top of her head. You see her eyelashes. So on TV, you've seen me. I put on like eyelashes and stuff, but I try to not have the big ones and I try to make it because you have to for TV. She has these like really ridiculous caterpillar looking things. And you know how much glue she must. So I think the wig glue, I think also the eyelash glue, I think the fumes are getting to her head. And then you have these Democrats saying that she should be AOC's running mate. So that is my conclusion, that these people are high, not on the marijuana, eyelash glue, wig glue. God only knows what nail glue or something. I don't know. But what do you think about the Democrats and the narrative that they're trying to spin, that President Trump is the big bad boogeyman and he's doing all these horrible things? Meantime, you see what he's doing with the economy. You see what he's doing with the border. You see he's killing narco terrorists left and right to try to stop all the drugs to come into the United States. President Trump is doing what we voted for him to do.
Oh, and he's doing it with one arm tied behind his back. The GOP, Senate, and Congress aren't really helping him out that much with nominees that have been stifled. Not one executive order taken on yet. He's got members of his administration who would be nice if they started arresting people and holding folks accountable. But, you know, he's still getting it done. And then on the other side of the aisle, they don't just put up any kind of debate next to the president. They put up the fringe of the fringe of the fringe. Like you, I'm going to go buy some stock in super glue companies, because some of the stuff as it portrays on TV, you're left wondering, do we really have election integrity in this country? Because would any majority really vote for these types of people when they threaten to undermine our military, they threaten our president, they don't understand the gravity of the day, they don't understand what it means to have tens of millions of invaders in your country and what that danger could be given the geopolitical situation? They're not serious people, but they do endanger us all.
They certainly do. And we still don't know who was running the White House when Joe Biden was there. We saw he couldn't complete a sentence. We know that the only executive order he hand signed was the one keeping his son Hunter out of jail. And I don't know if you heard this, but I just saw this clip on social media. Our producer extraordinaire, Chris, got it done. Clip number 23. Listen to what Hunter Biden said about his financial situation, General Holt. Listen.
Litigation sucks. I've been tied up in criminal and civil and in courts. And, you know, I mean, like I got, you know, I don't know, $14-15 million in debt that I have no idea that how I'm going to pay off. I have, you know, I mean, millions of dollars in debt, that, you know, nobody's riding to the rescue for Hunter Biden. My dad, you know, entered the presidency as the poorest man to ever take the office, and he left the presidency not poorest. I mean, which he's fine, but, you know, like we have no generational wealth. I don't have any, you know, despite what these guys say, like there's no billions of dollars buried underneath my dad's house in Delaware.
Do you believe that? He says he's $15 million in debt. Can't he just go and sell a painting, and he doesn't come from generational wealth? Are you kidding me?
Well, maybe if the coke bills and the meth bills weren't so high and the hookers and all the other stuff we saw in the laptop. So the problem with that is he's decrying victimhood. He's decrying that he's ultimately the one who has been attacked in this scenario. Oh, not the case at all. Remember 10% for the big guy? In fact, what I would say is, in this age of no accountability, he hasn't faced the sanction that he should be facing, which is an orange jumpsuit and three squares. And it's this type of stuff that if we don't have a season of accountability for all of these things that have been done, and we don't have standards, and we don't have a true rule of law under the 14th Amendment as it's lined out there, and we're not only going to get more of this, get ready for when it changes back to a Democrat White House, because they took the gloves off last time. This time it'll be far worse.
General Holt, I agree with you. I think Hunter is still on drugs. That's personally what I believe, because I saw the contents of that laptop, because I worked with Mayor Giuliani for several years, mm-hmm. and we became friends, and he actually brought the laptop into work. He brought Bernie Kerik, God rest his soul, former police commissioner, they brought it to the FBI. They didn't want it. Literally, remember when Rudy Giuliani, he was raided by the FBI? Rudy told me, he said to them, here, take it. Take this, please. I know you're taking all these other computers. I tried to bring mm-hmm. in the Hunter Biden laptop. He begged the FBI agents to take it, and they said, no, mm-hmm. we can't touch it. So right. I saw a lot of the content on it with my own two eyes. And I don't understand how it is possible that Hunter Biden was only charged with tax crimes. I saw young girls on there. I know one of them, I think his niece, Bed. Right. I mean, sexual exploitation of a child at the very, very, very least. They have concrete proof of it, and they've done nothing about it. He's received no accountability. He was so deep into drugs. That is not something you can just turn off. And the fact that he's still not holding himself accountable and he's still a victim, that tells you that even if he's not doing the drugs anymore, the underlying psychological issue that he's the perpetual victim, it is still mm-hmm. there. Do you think he's still on drugs?
Yeah, I absolutely do. But what he's portraying is a mindset that they all share. Now that they're not in the White House, they're, we're the victim. They're politicizing, weaponizing law against the opposition. Nothing of the sort has happened, although it needs to, for the crimes that have actually been committed. And I'm so glad that you brought up the case of Mayor Giuliani. That man has been a patriot since the day he was born, and he has taken on some of the biggest monsters in this world. And let's look at the uneven standard of the law, because they ruined him. They bankrupted him. They went after him. They tried to make an example of him to send a message to all the others that we will come after you, too. And in the case of Hunter, he's worried that the Rehoboth Beach house might have to get a second mortgage on it so that he can somehow make it through these harrowing times that he seems to be facing.
General Holt, don't go anywhere. We're going to come right back again. I'm Lydia Serrani, LIDIANEWS. You can follow me on all social media. You can watch me on Newsmax. I'll be in for Carl Higbee, 6 p.m. Eastern on Friday, Saturdays at 5 p.m. till 7 p.m., Sunday at noon. This is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more with General Holt.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Show. I am Lydia Serrani. I'm not even going to bother spelling my last name. It begins with a C. So I always just go by my social media handle, Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. And again, you can follow me see me on Newsmax. And it's always my honor to fill in for Jesse Kelly. I've always been a big fan of his. On with me right now is General Blaine Holt. General Holt, before I let you go, we got to talk about what's going on in Minnesota, the fraud there. They're talking about that initially they thought it was $1 billion. Now they're saying it could be even $16 billion. It's at least $8 billion. And Congressman Randy Fine, I had him on my Newsmax show yesterday, and now the clip is kind of going viral. Benny Johnson put it out. A bunch of social media influencers put it out. He has a very interesting proposition. Clip number 21.
Well, I agree with the president 100%. Ilhan Omar is a walking example of everything that is wrong with our legal immigration policy. We imported tens of thousands of people who hate America, add no value to it, rob and steal from us, and we're supposed to be okay with it. I don't think Ilhan Omar should be expelled from Congress. I think she should be expelled from the United States. And that's something that I'm working on. But what prompted me to take this position is she decided to send around fundraising emails saying I should be expelled from Congress. Well, if that's her view, she should go for it. And so what I've said is if I'm going to try to expel her, it won't be in a fundraising email. She'll deal with it on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives.
So, General Holt, you know, of course, there's, you know, president says she married a brother because, well, she didn't, you know, marry, like, I hope to God she didn't have sexual relations with her brother. But, you know, this is what they do because you can't even prove who's your brother or who's not your brother. She's pretended that this guy wasn't her brother, married her brother. You know, what's funny. She's married to a white guy. So these same people, AOC is married to like this pasty white, redheaded white guy. You see all of these women of color that hate white people. They're married to these cuck white men. What do you think about Ilhan Omar? And then there's no proof that she was actually naturalized through her father. I think that's how she got her citizenship. I mean, is it a pipe dream? Could we get her, you know, at the very least get her out of Congress?
Well, you know, we should be able to, but it's just even the use of the word pipe dream that kind of describes the temperament of the American people. And it gets back to this rule of law thing. We're losing faith, and the credibility of the nation and its legal system is melting away before our eyes. So when you see billions and billions of dollars in a scandal, you know that there is probably incredible amounts of money on kickbacks and laundering, and very, very powerful people are affected. And when powerful people are affected, they have no trouble calling their buddies up in D.C. and spackling over anything. And we see it happen every single day. And so there's great reason probably for many criminals to want to protect Ilhan Omar. Although in Somalia, I mean, in Minnesota, slip of the tongue, we see a Somali contention of which many, if not most, are illegal, shouldn't be here. And nothing's being done about it. I mean, I get Tom Homan's working on this, but he's fighting a Tim Walz and the state of Minnesota that is absolutely preferring its invaders, corrupt ones at that, over its own citizens. And I have friends in Minnesota, and they tell me every day, I'm just looking for a way out. I got to find a way out of this place.
It is so I mean, Tim Walz, he's one minute he says, oh, I got a watchdog group. We're going to get to the bottom of the fraud. And the next minute he's saying, oh, they're exaggerating this. I can't believe this guy almost became the vice president of the United States. I have no words for what a loser he is. What an ultimate loser. I mean, and the mayor there, that Mayor Fry, whatever.
Yeah.
He's even learning how to speak Somali. And there was a reporter that went out there and he was interviewing these Minnesota residents, and they were saying he straight up asked them, do you have allegiance to the United States or to Somalia? And they said Somalia. Yeah. And we know that a lot of this money was being funneled back to Somalia, to that Al-Shabaab group, which is a terrorist organization, a Muslim. Mm-hmm. Again, do you think this kind of all goes back to this? I know we say it's radical Islam, but is it that radical? Is this maybe the core belief of the Muslim religion, that it's world domination, and if you go against us, you deserve to die?
Yeah, no, look, I think you have to sort it out between Muslims and Islamists. And, you know, I'm not sure where the population demographics fall down on that. I'm pretty sure I know where they do in the country of Somalia. And with this contention of Somalians, look what he's done. He's actually adapting the Minnesota state flag into a version of a Somali flag. This is a guy who lied about all of his military service. He's a stolen valor guy. He's likely an operative of the Chinese government, which no one's properly investigated. So why wouldn't there be $8 billion to $16 billion worth of corruption and his protection of a whole bunch of new voters who vote under questionable purposes at best? And again, Americans are sitting here looking at all this going, you know, Pam Bondi, how many months have you had? If we're not going to get after these things and right the ship and reestablish the rule of law, equal treatment under the law, well, then we're going to lose our republic. And who's going to be the one responsible? Will it be the so-called good guys, or will it be the ones who perpetrated the crimes? Because right now, I can tell you, for the American people, and me living in Idaho, I can see it from here. No American believes there is an aisle in D.C. No aisles. We see a recalcitrant GOP pushing against our president, and we see basically angry communists doing whatever they can to pull down the republic.
General Blaine Holt, thank you so much for joining us, sir. As always, love having you on. Thank you. And where can people find you?
Great to be with you. You can find me at dangerousintellectuals.com, America's newest cool podcast. And then you can find me at newsmax.com. And Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you, too. All right, General Holt, thank you. Again, I'm Lydia Serrani, Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. I'm going to talk about that bus driver of 30 years from Pennsylvania. She lost her job because she asked this kid to speak English. I'm not kidding. In meantime, you've got that woman that imitated and celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk as a fifth grade teacher. She still has her job. We are living in some messed up times, folks. Messed up times. Don't go anywhere. This is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we'll be right back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.